Hi, friend.
Hey, hello. Rashi and Jillian are superheroes today.
Oh, we should have gotten some video. Well, maybe we'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah, we could talk about it tomorrow, but we are having a Fox 26 potluck brought to you by Rashi Vats and Jillian Hartman.
It was really just, I love doing this type of stuff. So we were, we kind of joined forces and everyone's just so happy. Yeah. Like, you know, when we're in a...
It was actually fun. I went to Costco and got a pie and veggie tray, and then it's just like everyone brought different things.
Yes, like all, we got picadillo, which is this Cuban dish. So Coco Dominguez brought this huge like pan full of it, and it's so good. It's like beef and potatoes and green beans. So then we got like fried chicken. I brought
Shipley
sandwiches.
Donuts were on there.
Yes.
There's different
bagels,
desserts.
Yeah. Desserts. Oh, are we able to take that camera shot right now? Look at that.
That's the live look at the potluck right now.
Yes.
We got pizza.
We didn't talk
Shipley's
about
donuts. Oh, there's some Miss Vicky's potato chips, which are so good.
Yeah, that's what I brought too.
Yeah. Is there any left?
I don't
know.
Oh
my gosh. I think he found one.
Pizza. Take it. Take it. You know, so many of our photographers, producers, editors, assignments, we have so many people. I don't think he knows he's on.
But that exact moment right there, that little dance, that's how everyone's kind of feeling today in the newsroom, which is why Jillian came up with the idea of doing a potluck. Mm-hmm. Rashi and I have done them together in the past. Rashi's done them before I even started working here. And it's just like a morale booster in the newsroom. It's fun.
It really is. And, you know, we're dealing with just constant doom and gloom, really. I mean, it's a dungeon in there, and because we don't have any windows.
And it's cold.
And it's just the nature of a newsroom. You know, we're talking about what's going on. So you're so laser focused in what you're doing. And the thing is, I don't think that there's any other industry where you have so many deadlines in one day. So
that's a good point. Normally, a business might be working on a singular project, and that deadline might be 3 months from now, but ours are hourly.
Yeah, so we don't have time for anything else. So that's why a lot of times, like we've said before, Caroline and I sit across from each other.
And we help each other out on a regular basis, because like even last night, we were kind of celebrating our reporter Abigail Dye, and we should have her on the show after for Iron Man. She's basically flying to Canada,
Calgary.
To do an Iron Man,
half Iron Man,
which... I can't even imagine the full, because she is literally biking a million miles and swimming. Anyway, so this one was kind of themed Iron Man to wish her good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got
a
donut.
Dance.
Is that a donut?
A donut after that. All right.
Oh, we got a peace sign.
I don't think he knows he's on Carolina.
I know, right?
But good for you.
Our reporters especially, because at least we're in the building and like we can order food to be delivered to us, or if we get like a 10-minute break, we can like grab food, mm-hmm. whatever. We pack food. We have the refrigerator and bathrooms here. Our reporters, not so much.
Yes.
They're super busy throughout the night, and they're often not in the building. When they are in the building, they're still like just on such a tight deadline. So we try to help each other out. Like someone forgot their food last night, and I was like, here, I have an extra dinner that I had gotten from the meal prep place.
That's great,
And so, because I just was like, I know that they're not going to have time to go get anything because of the deadlines.
Yes.
So it's kind of nice to have food here and just like a little energy, a little pick me up.
Well, the good thing is that, you know, and I've been at Fox now, it'll be going on 13 years. And one of the things is that our coworkers are so awesome. And like, it really is like a family, because we go through so much together and we spend so much time at work.
So much time.
Right.
That was one of the first things that I noticed whenever I got here, was just how nice everybody was. Mm-hmm. I think it's a little bit of, you know, Southern hospitality, Texas hospitality, and just like, we're just blessed with working with nice people.
Yes. And you know, that's not always the case. I mean, I've been in newsrooms and so have you, where it's like, you know, maybe there's some animosity or there's some...
Well, in other parts of the country, it's just not customary to walk into work and say hi to everyone, where we're in a work environment here in the Lone Star State, which is, you could say Houston's the South. Like, we have Southern hospitality for sure.
Oh, look, more people. Yes.
Everybody says
look
hi. Everybody, like, is just, like, so nice compared to other places that I have worked.
And everybody's full. Like, that's the biggest thing is, like, you know, when you have places like Google and Facebook have very successful companies, I think a lot of it has to do with the happiness of the employees. And one of the big things that they have is they have a chef on staff, and they have like food for their staff, which I think, you know, obviously all these companies can't have a budget for that, but
yeah. But I think it's nice. Fine, like, for if you work in a company like us that, you know, we're not Google or we're Meta, where we don't have the company chefs and everything. There's companies in Houston that do this that I can name off the top of my head that literally provide lunch, have a chef cooking meals, like that's included in your day, which is crazy. Most companies don't have that. It's fun for the employees to kind of put something together. It doesn't have to be a potluck. It might be like maybe a little like raffle drawing or something.
Yeah, something.
I don't know, just something fun.
No, and then the other thing is we don't realize, and I know that your fiance is into this, is sales meetings and like sales happy hours and sales dinners. And you're like, what?
I know. Or the company trips.
The hell?
To these luxurious resorts.
Oh, more. I love how we're dipping in and out of the live.
That's producer Randy. He does our 5 o'clock. We love Randy.
Oh, Randy's awesome.
That's photographer Chandler, too.
Randy's been there for like, been here for like 30 years.
Randy's one of my faves.
Yes.
He's just,
he is so.
You know why? Because I can always count on him. I know that if I'm field anchoring, he has my back.
Yeah, he does. And he's just such a, you would never imagine.
That's Augie that with the balloon.
Yes, he does our social media. So you would never think that Randy, what he's really into, which is The Real Housewives.
I was going to say, yes, yes. Well, actually, Jillian kind of asked me about Randy. She goes, I don't know Randy real well yet, you know, because I'm always out of the building. I go, he's loves great. The Real Housewives.
Yes, and you're in. You're in. Because I remember he's very, like, stoic sometimes, and so I remember when I first started, I worked with him on the weekends, and I was like, I'm gonna make him laugh every day. I'm gonna try to, and so we got into it that way. But it's just great, a morale booster. I think that it's so important because we spend so much time here, and I would hate to come to work and like just be dreading seeing the people there or anything like that. And so if you're listening to this and you're able to spread a little joy at your work or whatever, it's definitely worth it. It might take some time, but I definitely encourage you to do it. Well, we have some more
Anthony!
People coming.
Anthony! Oh, he caught word. Does
he know?
Showing this.
Does he know?
Oh, there's Robert.
Oh, Robert's, and now Chandler. What are you doing, Chandler?
Oh, my gosh.
Marco's Pizza. Okay, so
pizza
all of
boy.
Us. Oh, yes.
Oh, there's Abigail.
Go, Abigail. Yes. She's the one with the half marathon. She's going to do so well.
Yes.
Going up
so
to Calgary.
Excited.
Look at that. Good job.
Good luck, Abigail.
We love you.
She trains
like
a beast.
She does. Look at that. There she is.
See, this is what potlucks at your work do.
Look at what potlucks are doing to us.
Have you ever seen this much fun, ever?
Woo!
This is like hidden camera.
I know. This should be like, what's going on?
Bond people on camera.
I know. Chandler is so funny. That is awesome. I love it.
Yes.
All right. Well, we come back. We are going to be talking about something that's going viral on TikTok. And Caroline actually knows her. And this would be a nightmare for me.
I sent it to her immediately.
Oh, my God.
We didn't see this.
Yes. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Oh, there. Ooh. Look at this.
Live look at the Fox 26 potluck party underway.
Woo. All right. Yes, wave.
Does
somebody
this.
Know that this is on right now?
And yes, this is our office where we work. And
yes.
We have turned it into a buffet.
Got it. I love it.
Yep.
I love
so,
it.
So it's like a hidden camera, but they know that they're on because they can hear the show and they can see on the monitor.
Yes.
So there's Robert.
There's Robert. We love it.
This is so crazy. So I have a friend in Fresno, California, who's going viral on TikTok because of what her daughter did. Let's take a look.
Good job, Mama. Great.
One. No, you have two. The one that's right in front and this one, and we're going to work our way.
Why do you oil it?
I'm trying to get it to be super slippery so I can slide her out because she is just having a field day. So guess what? Guess what? You didn't think you were going to wash your hair tonight. And now...
I don't want to wash my hair.
Sweetheart, your hair smells like, you know, Italian woman's kitchen. Okay? I promise you. Look at this.
Can we get this one?
Yes. Oh, how are we going to get it all?
On my face.
And then what happened?
Poor thing. Okay, that is Rima Kalijian and her daughter Kira, and her little daughter decided to put slime on her face, which then translated into slime in her hair, and then this big disaster. So there you see Rima trying to remove the slime and her daughter pretty upset, but they had to get it out. Right now, this video on her TikTok at Rima Kalijian. is at 8.6 million views and 508,000 likes. Based on the comments, it seems like moms can relate to
this
one.
Yes, and I was looking up other slime and hair videos. There were so many in there, and like adults too, not just kids. So it's a thing because slime is so popular, and kids, they might accidentally get it in their hair or their face, but sometimes they're doing it on purpose. And so I did want to look up what happens in case this happens to your child or maybe even you accidentally. So it is best to use peanut butter or any other nut butter. And what you're supposed to do is work it into the hair and then start pulling out the slime. So if you initially are like, this is too much, I'm just going to cut it off, don't do it. First give the nut oil or peanut butter a try. And that might actually be good for your hair too.
Yes.
I know that olive oil is good.
Well, that's what Rima was using in the video, was olive oil, expensive olive oil, she said. This would be a terrifying moment for me as a parent because it seemed like it was a little late at night, and her hair, because I know this little girl personally, is so long and pretty.
Yes.
So you don't want to just take scissors to it and cut it out, so you got to get the comb. I mean, props to Rima though, shout out for being so calm, cool, and collected, because I'm not a parent yet, and I don't know how I would have reacted.
Well, good for the little girl too, Kira, because
so cute.
She told her mom, because my friend, when we were little, she got gum stuck in her hair. This part of her hair right here, I'll never forget. Shivani, I won't tell you her last name. And she just cut it, so there was a patch.
No.
And she said her mom would notice. And so I helped her cut it.
Oh.
And she noticed.
Okay, so good point. Yeah,
just tell your parents so that they won't get mad. So she had this little poop.
No, and clearly, Kira was so upset, and she was crying. I'm sure I would have just helped. I actually got gum stuck in my hair like 2 years ago, and
oh wow,
long story, but some girls helped me get it out.
Oh wow, did you cut your hair?
No, they got oil or peanut butter. Maybe it was peanut butter. They got something and they just worked it out of my hair.
Yeah,
it was crazy. I wasn't even, I don't even know. It was traumatic. So I feel this in this video, the trauma.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I'm so glad that it is out. Her hair is clean.
Yes.
Everything is well. Good mama. I like what she said. Good job, mama.
I know. It's like you're so upset, but you're still looking at, you know, the positive, the light at the end of the tunnel.
I know.
That's good for them, because even when I get knots in my hair, sometimes I just cut it. I know.
But your hair is like grows back so quickly.
Well, I cut it at an angle thinking I'm doing something like where you won't really see it. So
anyway,
it is what it is. Well, you know what? There is some new research showing the benefits of a 4-day work week. We are all
for
this.
Yes, for sure.
All for it. So apparently researchers looked at the well-being of almost 3,000 employees at businesses with a 4-day work week in 6 countries, and that does include the U.S. And they found positive increases in mental health and job satisfaction, less feelings of burnout. Employees also reported having better sleep, less fatigue, and were more effective in their jobs. I think that all employees here would probably agree 4-day work weeks would be amazing. Anything that makes you more productive. And I think you would be more productive knowing that you would get a day off. Because really, at the bottom line, it's time and money. If you can't get more money, then give me more time.
Yeah, you know? I mean, our career is a little bit unique in the fact that we have Monday through Friday newscasts. Mm-hmm. We need to be here. Okay, I get all that. But like in other jobs, as long as the work gets done, why does it matter if it's done over the course of 5 days or over the course of 4 days?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes. But I wonder, we've never worked like this because we've always been in the TV business, but where there's corporate jobs where you just have to go to the, you know, the, not studio, but the office 2 days a week. There's not that camaraderie with co-workers, right?
You know what I was thinking about over when I was eating at this new Italian restaurant with my fiance?
Tell me.
We were just chatting, and I was like, honestly, okay, people back before the internet and like cell phones and everything, you had to go to the office to get your work done because you would need to use those big giant computers, and like all the filing would be at the office, like any papers, like you didn't have access to do it at home. But now with technology, you can take calls from anywhere. You have your work computer with you at home anyway. So like in my mind, the point of an office hasn't like evolved with technology, because
the point used to be, like,
yes,
there was no technology at home. You right. had to go to the office to get the files and the papers and use the computer and use that phone and right. all of the right. above, where now it's like all the files are digital. We have yes. our work computers. We can access anything that we need from home. So it's like, what's the point? I get in our business because we're in a TV studio, but yes. do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, but I guess I just don't understand how you can, like, some people don't even see their bosses. So That's true,
and I get it, like, you know, meetings, this, that, and the other, and just making sure everyone's getting their work done, but, like, also you can just do meetings over the internet now.
No, I totally get it. It's just, it wouldn't be the same as, you know, meeting in person or knowing what your boss feels about you or if they know what you're kind of going through. But yeah. again, our industry is so different than others. So
my fiance works in medical sales, mm-hmm. medical device sales, and that business model has always been remote because you have reps all over the country yes. for these big national and international countries. And I'm like, honestly, they were way ahead of the curve here,
yeah.
you know, because they never have had an office that everybody went to because their reps are all spread out and you mm-hmm. have territories and stuff mm-hmm. and they do weekly, you know, Teams calls or Zoom calls or yes. whatever. And I'm like, man, you guys were ahead of all of this.
But yeah, but I don't know if you could ever do, oh, there is our news director. Oh my gosh, does he even know that?
He doesn't know. I'm disappointed he doesn't have his Justin Bieber purple hoodie on today.
Oh gosh. So anyway, if he found out he was on Carolina Rashi, he would probably.
Oh, there's Matt Mateika. Oh, what's up, Matt wonderful. Mateika?
Matt Mateika.
He's our photographer. Yes. I spent days with him in Kerrville.
Anyway, we were talking about, yes, workplace. So I just think that there are industries where you can do it like that, like, you yeah. know, for Connor, and that makes sense there. It's just with us, when we have a collaborative effort and we have to communicate so much, because it's not like you can do your job by yourself. I mean, yesterday we yeah. were just talking about,
that's true.
You know, the Houston Live and Local show that we do, which there's a host and there's a producer and a director. Well, we might not have a director. We might start punching our own show, which means putting the video up. But how would we communicate that to the producer? I mean, there's just all these things.
There is in our business, there is sort of a realm of people who technically could, like, work remotely. And I know that they do this in other cities like LA, New York City, where it's a little bit, like, more challenging to get into the station. Mm-hmm. Their reporters and their photographers, they hit the ground running, like, from their houses.
Yes.
Like, they don't even come into yes. the station and have a meeting. Like, they do meetings on the phone or via emails, and then they go straight to right. the story and they do all of their work in the car. Our reporters do all the work in the car, but they come in first mm-hmm. and then they go out.
Mm-hmm.
Where really, I think that's, like, super dated too. I think that's a big waste of, like, valuable time that you could be executing the story.
Yeah, I mean, I think that everything is evolving that way too. I think for anchors, you definitely have to, I don't think you can anchor separately, you know, if you want to build that camaraderie or.
Yeah, I mean, we have to be in the studio. You don't want to see us, like.
Yes, like
somewhere.
When we were in the pandemic, me and it was Jonathan Martin at the time, we were obviously in separate, he was at his house, I was at mine. And it was just hard because it was
yeah,
just,
for
you know,
sure.
like you don't see that connection. Mm-hmm. And it was very, it was paramount. I mean, we were the ones that were pushing for it, even though it would be more work for us to get back in the studio together because
yeah.
you can't really, like, do a crosstalk or, you know, talk to each other about a story.
Good,
no,
yeah.
it doesn't.
But the reporters who don't have to come into the station, that do all their work outside anyway, like, that's sort of a version of, like, remote work.
Yes, yes, yeah.
You have to be in the city, but
right,
it's just,
right.
you know.
But
so.
You can just call your photographer, meet them up somewhere, or whatever the case may
yeah,
be.
Yeah, that's what a lot of places are doing. Anyway.
Yep, definitely. All right, well, we have our potluck going on. Wish where you guys were part of it. We'll probably show you some video. Oh, look, it's still going on. People grabbing some food.
Darlene,
there we go.
There. Oh, there's John Groby in the back.
John Groby is our executive producer that doesn't like to ever be on TV. There he is. Oh, yeah, he's like, wait, what are you doing? What? Yes, yes. Awesome.
The food
right.
cam.
I love it. All right, peace. We'll be back.
Welcome back. I wish we had more time with you guys, honestly.
I know.
This goes so fast.
Sorry about my face. We were just talking about Corpus Christi. Y'all, I worked in Corpus Christi for 2 years.
That wasn't your first market, though.
No,
was
that
your
was
second market.
My second market.
Your first one was College Station?
Sherman.
When was College Station?
Third.
Were you anchoring in College mm-hmm. Station? Weekend anchoring or?
Wow. Yes. Yes, weekend anchoring.
Nice.
I wasn't able to get to Houston and my husband was already here. So I was like, okay, College Station's closer.
Yeah, that's close.
Yeah.
But did you live in College Station? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for 2 years. But no, the Corpus Christi sucked.
It was. You came from
awful.
College Station to here?
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. That was a pretty big jump.
Yeah, yeah, I started in Erie, Pennsylvania. I said that, yeah, yeah. Erie's fun. Honestly, Erie's cool, but yeah. Small town.
Well, my internships were London and New York, and then I went to Sherman. You know, like, it was like, you know, like,
and you're
such
a kid. You're, like, yes. You grew up here.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah.
I would have loved, oh, look at this. Groby's not going to like the fact that he is on camera. He hates being
he
on
better
camera.
Not be eating gluten, because he's gluten-free.
He is always complaining about the fact that
hey, Groby.
He's like, damn it. Damn it. Yes. Yeah. Zoom in on him if you can. Yes.
Oh, man.
There we go. He's hating life.
this was probably one of the funnest shows we've
ever done.
I kind of like the idea of this, like, hidden newsroom
yes,
camera.
Yes, like, let's zoom in as much as we can and keep going. Okay, so we are out of time, folks, but we really hope you enjoyed this episode of Caroline and Rashi, a little sneak peek in to our newsroom. And if you are listening to us, thank you so much. You can always go on YouTube, also Fox Local, to
That's
watch
right.
us.
Yeah, thanks for watching.
Bye,
love
friends.
Bye.
Everybody's
yes.
hidden. All right, everyone's hiding.
All right.